Murfitt, E. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. January 29, 1900. Mr. E. Murfitt, Littlehampton, Tasmania. Dear Brother Murfitt, we are seeking to do the will of our Heavenly Father in establishing in this country a memorial of His mercy, benevolence, and great goodness to the world. We are planning to establish a sanitarium to be conducted by those whom the Lord has blessed with the light of present truth. This work must be done without delay. All around us in the world we see the signs of the end fulfilling. We must work while it is day, because the night cometh when no man can work. The Lord has a work to be done for fallen humanity, and He has sent me and others from America to this country to advance this work. For 3 years we have been trying to establish a sanitarium in Sydney, or rather, in some quiet, retired place near Sydney, such as the Lord has shown to be favorable for the afflicted and suffering. But we have been, and are still, very much embarrassed and delayed for the want of means for advancing the work in all lines as it should be advanced. The Lord has hitherto instructed the sons of men in the great and special truths for the time in which they live, that the Son of God, the Son of righteousness, might become to all the light of the world, the center of authority and of government to the ends of the earth. In the preparation of a people for the Lord's second coming, a great work is to be accomplished through the promulgation of health principles. There is a great work to be done for suffering humanity by relieving their sufferings by using the natural agencies which God has put within our reach, and in teaching the people how to prevent sickness by proper methods of diet and the careful regulation of all the appetites and passions, that they shall not become a power to work at cross purposes with God. And those who shall come to the sanitarium for the recovery of their health become enlightened in regard to present truth. Thus, they will be prepared to cooperate with us in spreading the light of the gospel wherever they may go. We work both for the health of the body and for the saving of the soul. Every believer begotten by the word of truth places himself under the divine theocracy, recognizing that his will is to be in submission to the will of God, at every step inquiring his way, his methods, in preparation for the coming of our Lord in the clouds of heaven, with power and great glory. The result to be secured through the cooperation of the Holy Spirit is expressed in the words of the Apostle, "I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me." Galatians 2, verse 20. The result is plainly set forth in John 17, verse 18 to 23, in the prayer of Christ to his Father. This is the great purpose for which Christ came to the world. He came to secure unto himself a people who would work out his will in such complete harmony with God as is here expressed. Thus they become channels of light to the world through the one Spirit which shall mold and fashion the human soul after the divine similitude. Christ says, "Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, not independent atoms doing as they please, but united by the great, grand principles of the gospel of Christ, that the power of the gospel may be demonstrated to the unbelieving world. That they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them, as thou hast loved me." Verses 20 to 23. This unity can be reached only as every believer shall work for its perfection. When those who profess to be Christians begin to draw apart, they are discarding the divine theocracy. For this requires submission to God's authority, to His mind and will, and by it, all who believe in the gospel of Christ are brought into perfect unity. This is to be the work of God through all who are sanctified by the truth. Where this unity exists, there will be expressed love, compassion, and tenderness one for another by the children of God. All will be drawn by the cords of love to the great center, Christ, the world's Redeemer. I cannot now begin to say all that I desire to say on this subject, but, my brother, I ask you as the Lord's steward, will you now help us in this great work? Will you help us with the talents of money which God has given you to do His work for His name's glory in the world? The time has fully come for the establishment of a sanitarium in this country. We need an institution where all may be received, both high and low, and where the sick may be treated without drugs. We have tried to make a beginning, but our work has been sorely cramped for want of means. The institution at Summer Hill is now carrying on its work in 4 buildings and at great disadvantage. Patients cannot have many of the facilities that would aid their recovery, and some will not consent to place themselves in an institution so poorly equipped. A change must be made. Already steps have been taken toward erecting a sanitarium. Already a site has been secured in a retired place away from the city, yet near enough to Sydney to have the necessary advantages that result from a connection with the city. We have prayed much that the Lord would guide us at every step, that the physicians, matron, and nurses may be under the instruction and molding influence of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the institution may be conducted according to the Lord's mind, in harmony with the eternal principles of truth and righteousness. Now we ask, will you aid us in establishing this institution, which we need so much? It has been especially needed for the past few years, because the Lord has provided workers capable of doing a good work for fallen humanity in connection with the truth for this time. My brother, the Lord now invites you to appropriate a portion of the capital which He has placed in your hands to be used for His glory. We do not want to delay longer that work which the Lord has outlined for us to do, but which we are unable to do because we have not the money. The land has been secured, and gifts from every source are now needed that we may accomplish the purpose of God for us to go forward. He bids us, arise and build. We shall not urge you to aid in this work. We leave that for the Holy Spirit of God to do. We pray that He will give you willingness of heart to make a liberal donation, saying, as did David, Lord, of thine own we freely give thee. We are now where the work will sustain a great loss if we cannot make a decided movement to arise and build. But you will help us. I have faith that the Lord will make your heart willing, and the hearts of many others when they see that we are in earnest.